time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' shutout win in Cincinnati on Sunday afternoon.
Really proud of these guys. I'm really proud of the effort and the way they stick together and the way they played together. It was our best football game of the year, complimentary football, all three phases, coming off our best week of practice. And we've had good weeks of practice. We've had really good weeks of practice. Very intentional weeks of practice, and this was another level. And at this point in time, to see that, that really is what is impressive about these guys. And I told them I'm so proud of them for that reason. So a great win, and appreciate it. Questions you have?
When your defense pitches a shutout like that, what, when you're watching that defense, what stood out to you?
I just think the poise. Like Marlon made a good point in the break before the game. He said, make it about the next play. He said, when you're a defensive back, you have to play that way. You know, you got to have a short memory. And he kind of implored the whole team to make it about the next play. And I thought we did that. And if you look at our offense, I felt like our offense did that. You know, our offense, first quarter, we were, you know, just trying to find our way a little bit, you know, and you got to be patient. You don't want to be impatient, do something that's going to hurt your team. And they didn't. They were patient. You know, be patient. That was the verse from James 5:7. Be patient, therefore, brethren, until the coming of the Lord. And, you know, I think it applied to the game. You know, a certain patience that we played with and kept playing winning football, and it paid off for us.
John, the interception by Kyle Van Noy, then the handoff to Aloe, was that all influenced by Ed Reed talking to the team on Friday?
Well, you know, I told Kyle, I said, we used to have this list around here, you know, and Ed was on the list. There was a few other players on the list on defense, but not many. It was the list. When I got here, they already had it. Rex had that instilled in the guys. And, you know, if you weren't on the list, you couldn't pitch the ball, you know. So I told Kyle when he came off the field that he was now officially on the list.
Well, John, you mentioned the patience. Over this season, Zach Moore has taken a lot of criticism, the defense a lot of criticism, but you maintain these guys will be better. Is today the type of example that shows, I don't want to use the word validation, but sort of what you were anticipating would happen?
Sure. I mean, probably so. And then even with that, I feel like we've been playing really good defense for many number of weeks. We played good defense last week. We played good defense the week before. But coming up with those plays is a difference maker. When you come up with those plays, that's what creates a performance like this, you know, and the guys did that. Zach has been great. The coaches have been great. I think they had a really good coverage plan. Joe Burrow is the best that you're ever going to see in terms of dissecting coverages and knowing where to go with the ball. And I thought we did a really good job in the back end of disguising, and then even when he made his completion, showing up and making tackles and not giving him anything deep down the field. So hats off to Zach, the whole staff. They've done a great job all year.
John, with that interception, how you – don't know what Joe Burrow was thinking, but do you think there is
the last one to Kyle?
Well, just like the cumulative effect of hitting the quarterback, leading to a play like that one where he goes to someone who's waiting for the ball.
Definitely a great point. I mean, you know, T-Rob got that pressure, right? I mean, T-Rob deserves a lot of credit. He had a couple, two or three pressures out there, I think, and was just running around making plays, very physical. Come back like that after his first game back and to make a difference. But I do believe that the pressure is what causes the opportunity for turnovers. You're right.
Yeah. John, on the offense, Lamar said you guys had a really weak practice. I don't know if you agree with that, but if so, what was so good about it in practice?
Well, I mean, guys were sharp. It was our best week practice all the way around. Like I said, we've had really good practices. I mean, the offense has had really good practices too. And then, you know, sometimes it doesn't translate to the game. It translated to the game, and I do think it translated in a way from the patient standpoint. Like our guys just didn't get rattled, you know. I think that we knew we had some plays, you know, kind of up our sleeve. Lamar did a great job, like the touchdown pass to Ali. You know, that was a Lamar check all the way. You know, Lamar got us to that play, pulled it out of the game plan right at the right time, and made it happen. To me, that's, you know, a function of preparation.
John, I guess on his other touchdown pass, you know, that capped off like a pretty impressive end of half sequence. How critical was that to get points there? And just could you kind of continue your thoughts on how Lamar was
there? Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was critical. I think we got a big sack, got him backed up, got him stopped, got the ball back on the touchback, and then went down the field in about 45 seconds or so. And Lamar made huge plays. I mean, Zay Flowers comes up with a massive catch. Lamar makes a great throw. And then Lamar's poised in the pocket. You know, one thing about Lamar, he will take some sacks sometimes, you know. But I also think it's a function of Lamar has a pretty good feel for the fact that he can also make some plays. And so he held the ball in there a couple times, a little longer than maybe is going to make you comfortable, and yet found receivers. And one time got out and scrambled also. So it still comes back to Lamar. I mean, he played great. He's been preparing well. He's been working hard. He said he felt better, you know, as you guys, you know, asked him about during the week, as he reminded you. So it was good.
John, you have a draft date on, I guess, Teddy, Ronnie Stanley, and Awuzie?
Ronnie looks fine. Awuzie, we're going to know more tomorrow. I think he got caught up in that netting down there in the end zone somehow with his foot or something. And Teddy will know tomorrow, but I don't think it looks good initially, but we'll have to confirm that tomorrow.
John, how much were you sweating when Lamar's not on the plane?
Well, I mean, I knew he was going to get there, you know, so, and I knew the plane wasn't going to leave. We did have a dilemma that, because the weather was coming in, there was a problem. Like, if we didn't get in at a certain time, we were going to have to go to Louisville and bus up, you know, so, you know, you had to make a decision, you know, are we going to bus from Louisville and put Lamar on a plane? But it wasn't just Lamar. It was also like four guys who we told them, President Trump is coming to Baltimore. Secret Service is going to close down the city and they're not going to let you out. You got to leave by one, we told them. Well, you know, they thought that they knew better and they left at like 1:15, and next thing you know, we got four guys, you know, trapped in the city by the Secret Service. So, you know, that's
not even Lamar gets through.
What?
Not even Lamar gets through.
Not even Lamar Jackson can get through.
But did it seem like, though, I know Lamar said he's fine, did it seem like Lamar was more like Lamar out there?
I think Lamar's been playing. Now, I'm not going to ever say. I think Lamar competes every single week. He gives everything he's got. You know, it's a long season, and he fights and plays ball. So I love the way he's been playing. I love the way he played this game, and it was great to see him and the rest of the guys, too. The O-line deserves a ton of credit. The running backs were running hard, both backs. I mean, Ali, too, all three backs. Receivers making plays. I mean, early in the game, they get a blitz. Lamar dots hop. Dot takes off and runs for 35 yards, right? I mean, it was great. I don't know what he was doing there at the end, but it worked. So, just everybody contributing that way. Mark had two huge catches, and the one drive you're talking about had a huge catch.
John, do you feel like that touchdown late in the first half was a momentum change, too? Because early in the drive, Turner had his hands on an interception and dropped it.
Yeah, I think that drive was a big drive. I mean, to get down there and get the 7 points, take it to 14, two-score game, going into halftime was a huge drive.
John, just the physicality of a game like this, you guys averaged a huge amount of yards per carry, the defense was hitting, playing at the edge, just like, is there something about this time of the season where you can kind of lean on a team for the physicality that you guys have to play with?
I mean, that is our identity, you know, and we have been playing that way. We've been playing with physicality. To see it, you know, kind of come together with some fruits for our labor, you know, it was really good to see today. But, yeah, that's a big part of December football.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, everybody.